Reports say the initial S-400 delivery has been sent on two cargo planes from a Russian military base to Turkey, and a Russian technical team is set to arrive in Turkey to oversee installation. Earlier, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan expressed hope delivery could be beneficial to the region and world.
The preparations for the arrival keep going on. The shipping is still proceeding. We hope for this to be beneficial to our country, our region, and the world.
Analysts say Turkish government may announce the official delivery on the anniversary of the failed coup in July to prove to the world and those who were behind the coup attempt that Turkey has a stand up stronger than before.
Erdogan didn't mention the exact date of the delivery, but I think the official announcement will take place on the 15th of July to prove to the coup perpetrators that Turkey is stronger than ever. As for the American stance, I think that we saw Trump's chief of policy concerning this 400 deal after meeting President Erdogan and blame the former U.S. administration for not handling Turkey's requests and needs well.
American officials had advised Turkey to buy the U.S. Patriot missile system rather than the S-400 system from Moscow, saying it would be incompatible with NATO systems and expose the F-35 to possible Russian subterfuge. As a NATO member, Turkey faced a lot of consequences due to its S-400 deal with Russia, including a drop in its national currency. It seems that despite U.S. trials to prevent Turkey from sealing the deal with Russia, Ankara was able to reach the final stage of the deal, a step that is considered very important for Turkey, militarily and politically. Rahşan Saglam, Press TV, Istanbul.